I'm pregnant with this next take. I want to get off.
Blake Snell. He stinks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Man, I've only gotten through like 10 NFL teams. Just looking online.
Four.
James Conner, Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, Cam Johnston, Joe Burrow, Tyreek Hill, Lucas Patrick, Malik Nabers, even Graham Gano, Chase Young, Mike Evans.
Well, I thought everybody, the exercise was everybody the team that had the most.
Yeah, everybody gets hurt.
Ooh, my voice.
Yeah, no, there are injuries around the NFL. We just don't hear about them in other parts of the country. But everybody's got injury issues.
The 49ers have the most money right now on injured reserve out of any NFL team.
Okay, but does that mean their best players are hurt?
The most money on IR. Which typically means high money players, which typically means the best players.
Typically, you're right. Typically, it does. Typically, it does. But what about reality?
The reality is they have the most money on IR of any NFL team. Yeah.
Okay. And what I would say is they probably have led the league in that category multiple times over the Kyle Shanahan era. Everybody gets hit with injuries. Niners get hit with a few more. But don't think for a second that every other team is healthy. Unless you want to use it as an excuse, which is fine. Just be upfront about it. That's all I ask. Sean in Petaluma. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man? Oh, boy.
Sean.
He's done.
Can't do it.
Yeah, he's done.
Sonny.
Anthony in Brentwood. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
Wow, thank you for coming to somebody with some sense.
There you go.
SFA drummer actually is very correct. Second of all, the other guy with the chef analogy was beautiful because I'll bring you into my home. I am the cook in the house. But because of work and, you know, just being with my wife for the last however many years, it's been forever now, for 11 or so, like, when we first got together, she wasn't really a cook. She can cook for herself a little bit, but I was the guy that can make something out of nothing. Fast forward to here we are now. I am still the whiz in the kitchen, and I can still just whip up anything. She give me some ingredients and just let me go.
Uh-oh.
But with her, she is more so the person that needs to follow the recipe. So as long as she follows the recipe, it's all good. But if you give her five or six ingredients, like on Chopped, she's going to need some assistance, kind of like what that guy was saying. Brock Purdy and other quarterbacks like him clearly can play in the NFL, but it takes a special kind of guy who we consider a Jalen Hurts, maybe somebody like a Jordan Love who still the jury is out. You know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, where you can give them maybe just one dynamic person and they can really make something out of nothing with lesser guys. Brock isn't that. So when I look at what I'm seeing a quarterback who has lesser talent with the skill position and is now feeling like he has to do more. I don't think they're asking him to do more because that's not the kind of coach Kyle Shanahan is. He wants you to stay within the scheme. But when you take some of the guys from him, whether it's Kittle not being here due to injury or Debo over in Washington, he was the tone setter, and now all you really have is Ricky Pearsall and Jennings. Like, he feels, just like any competitor would feel, like, I got to do more. Now we're seeing some of his warts. I would also like to point out, this is the same thing over again from the last few years. This is the Jimmy G over again, where he showed flashes of brilliance because he's an NFL quarterback. But when the chips fell down, he just couldn't get it done. Brock is like that as well. He can get you almost to the dance, but when you need that extra little something, he won't be able to do it, whether that's somebody that can be elusive like Lamar, whether that's somebody that can push the power like Jalen Hurts, whether that's somebody that can turn into Superman and just go crazy like Josh Allen. Brock isn't that person, and I feel like that's really the issue here is Kyle Shanahan's quarterback philosophy and not wanting to just go get somebody that can kind of do it all. Maybe he's not going to stay draw with the color within the lines, but God darn it, when I need him to be Superman, he can do that. And I feel like that's why a lot of us fans weren't completely sold on Brock. We're still not completely sold on Brock. But at the end of the day, the Niners, the brass, they made their bed. They got to lay in it. But I just hate that we're kind of still having these same conversations. And I also wanted to say, it's week five. It's go time. I don't care what nobody says. It's long only season. 17 weeks in the season.
A long
so,
season.
Like, I agree with
thank you,
you
baby.
I agree with you, Guru. Week five.
It's Anthony and Brentwood.
Hey, we love you, buddy. We just having fun.
Love you,
yeah,
Anthony.
You're on fire.
Appreciate it. Ooh, DeForest Buckner's hurt.
But Stoddy, Evan just
Matumbled you. You know what we should talk about? Let's talk about Davante Adams and Higbee. They're banged up.
Yeah, they're going to play.
Oh.
Probably. I expect them to
you
play.
You think they're 100%? No. Should they play? What if their toe hurts?
They have the most
they
money out. You know what that means. That means the
most
they've
count. They've got their
but
most expensive players are their softest players.
Evan.
Aaron Banks is hurt, former Niner. I'll tell you who hurt.
They got the most money.
Noah Fant being out for the Bengals. It takes away a weapon.
Jaden Daniels didn't play for the Commanders either.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what was he saying with the cooking?
Hold on.
Yeah. People loving the analogy, Evan, but I get it. Brock had you within minutes of winning a Super Bowl.
Cincinnati has got to play without Burrow and Fant, forget about it. I mean, yeah, it's great they have Chase and Higgins.
Not if you're fantasy
Fant's
player.
Fant is their Kittle. Do we care about that? No, but he is.
Man.
It's just a fact. Nobody cares about Noah Fant.
That's for sure.
All I can do is laugh.
Darren Waller's banged up.
Hey, he's back.
How about Jarvis Brownlee? He's hurt.
Stop. We get the jit. We get it.
Sounds like a butler.
Javon Bullard out. How about this? We got a kicker out, too. Graham Gano.
And you really wrote these names down.
Damn,
that's
right,
why
I did.
Laughing
you know why?
Evan goes,
you know
they
why?
Got the most money.
Because there's 200 guys
over.
In the league hurt right
I
now.
It. But,
all right, let's go.
Yeah,
No, that's it. Just say I understand and we'll move on. Okay, let's go to Joe in San Jose. No, we moved on and I'm right. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I want to talk about, the 49er injuries and Shanahan's decisions. I think Shanahan has a lot to do with these injuries. Number one, he doesn't use our players well. He used to run Trey Lance up the middle. He got him injured. He uses... Christian McCaffrey about 30 times. He runs him up the middle, gets him injured or banged up. He did the same thing with Debo, abused him, used him as a running back. Mm. So that's one of the issues. The second issue is he rewards players for past performance. He invests a lot in older players. Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, even George Kittle. You could question whether other teams would have handed out these contracts. And then the third is I don't understand for the life of me, he doesn't want to invest in the offensive line. And this hurts us in two different ways. First, it exposes the quarterback and running back. It makes us more vulnerable. So these guys absorb a lot more contact than they should have. And second, mm-hmm. When you go up, you could probably not have a good offensive line to win 8 to 10 games. But if you want to go for the Super Bowl against elite teams that have excellent defensive line, offensive line is the only way to neutralize them. Look at Philadelphia. The same Kansas City defense is probably a better defense than what San Francisco faced. Philadelphia offensive line just neutralized them. That defensive line couldn't do much to Jalen Hurts. They were still running their offense like they used to with the normal team. So I'll take your thoughts off the air. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, there's a lot of theories, Goo.
But I would just tell that caller and tell me I'm living in the past. I heard every word, and I love it. But the bottom line is, what Kyle's doing, if you agree with it or not, the program, it's worked. And they've gotten the 4 NFC championships and 2 Super Bowls and should have won both to me. Okay. But the bottom line is, aren't you really Monday morning quarterback if you're calling now saying, I kind of told you so, but you weren't saying that the day of the Super Bowl, the day of the NFC championship game. And I'll just say this, Donnie, when this show is over, and I've said it coming into this season, and maybe, you know, I didn't know it was going to happen to your second-year receiver who's dealing with something. Everybody's dealing with something. But the bottom line is
everybody.
There's a price to what they've built and almost got, and maybe they're just paying for it right now.
I'm begging you. Believe, just if you start to believe that, then you won't have to ask questions that can't be answered. Just say.
What's that mean?
Just say that that's why they're hurt. They made three Super Bowl runs or two.
But Pearsall wasn't here.
He was. Okay.
You know what I mean? They, he's still, he's affected by whatever's going on.
Yeah, they drafted an Iron Man.
Oh, no.
I mean, for God's sakes, yeah, the first thing that we said about Pearsall after he got drafted
was Edwards.
Thank you. I mean, goodness gracious. Thank you very much, 216. Browns are playing without both their starting tackles. Get over it.
It doesn't make
you
sleep better if you're a Niner fan.
It does.
All you care about is what's happening in your home.
Right. But you know what? Sometimes you got to look outside your home to realize that woe is me isn't the way to go. That the fact of the matter is other teams have injured players too.
And the Niners will show up Thursday
and you know what? Here's the other thing. If you don't like the injuries, then tell John Lynch to build a team with more depth. Dennis in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, the way the 49ers offseason went, I was not expecting them to do anything this year. I'm a huge fan. But anyway, you know, but for, you know, if you watch their, a lot of people leave last year and they weren't replacing them with anybody. You know, and they were, we all know that they went heavy on defense in the draft and they needed to, but at the same time, you know, the worst unit on the team right now is the offensive line, you know what I mean? And the worst is right now is Trent Williams, who was our best, right? And, Trent Williams looked like he's been sitting in his recliner all offseason eating cheeseburgers because he sure as hell doesn't look like he's ready to play football. You know, I know he's 37 or going to be 37 or whatever, but there's been a lot of tackles that played into be up to 40 years old, you know. And I just think that Shanahan, for some reason, him and Lynch, who are both smart football guys, they know that you need a good offensive line. You can help control the game. Just look at Philadelphia. Look at Detroit. Great offensive lines, you know, and they're going to be the two toughest teams in the conference. You know, Philly beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because of their offense and defensive line. That's just a fact. You know, if you watch that game,
yeah.
And you know, look at Joe Burrow. He's hurt all the time. They brought up a stat on TV after Joe Burrow got hurt. He's never played in front of a line that's ranked higher than 27th. So
nice.
The Bengals, their coach or their organization's got the same problem. You know, here you have, I mean, with a quarterback like Burrow, you think that you would pay attention to have a good offensive line. If you're going to pay these quarterbacks money, you got to protect them.
Yeah.
You know, and you need an offensive line. That's just one thing that's glaring right now. I mean, they're not even opening up any holes for the running game. They can't protect the quarterback. You know, I'm not expecting anything from them this year. Hopefully in the off season they can address their offensive line and other areas that they need, but they got a lot of weaknesses right now, and they're showing up.
Yeah,
and a lot of it obviously has to do with injury, you know. But
well, listen, Dennis, and you know what? That's a great point on Burrow. I'm looking at the Bengals right now, and you know, Lucas Patrick, he's on injured reserve. Cordell Volson, injured reserve. I mean, those are your two big guards,
but. I mean, I guess what he was saying is you know never
what? They just plowed.
The Super Bowl one year.
They never invested, and look what's happening, and neither did the Niners.
Hmm.
There's so many comparisons you can make here, and with a little dive, you can realize that what's happening here is actually not that unusual.
Yeah, and I'll steal
from what
from
happens
Dennis,
in other teams.
And you tell me what you think.
You just don't react to it as well.
Of all the units, I am way disappointed in the O-line. You got some guys that have played football, mainly Trent, and he's supposed to be the leader. You look at that defensive line. They didn't have their best game Sunday without Bosa. But, Stoney, they're puppies.
They're babies. They're learning. But this O-line, when somebody comes up with who, where's Hoffa, also find out what happened to the Niners' run game. Because I will say, they're dropping back to pass 40 times. The two, in almost every game, 35 week one in Seattle for Purdy, but the pass so block down is on better than run blocking.
You're down on the offensive line?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's going to make Brock Purdy less effective in all aspects.
See that? I'm not fighting you on that.
Well, you try. No. I mean, you expect him to take a bunch of backups and go 13-4. You got expectations got to like, and I am serious about this. Like, their wins are not going to look like the Niners in the 80s and 90s.
Baldy said that this morning.
It's got to be gritty.
Baldy said that this morning.
Because they're hurt. So
he said that them days of them blowing people out are over.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is always presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, Tarvarius on the YouTube chat. Goo, Purdy was overthrowing receivers. You ain't got to tell me. It was horrific. He looked like Garoppolo. I can say that. People acting like I'm in here caping for Brock. I'm not. It was just one.
You're not caping for Brock. You just don't seem to understand that with so many interchangeable parts, it's probably not going to look as smooth as it's looked in the past.
Okay. Oh, that hurts because you. Of course, I know that.
Well, apparently.
No, we got off on an accident that you said he got the bag. I'm paraphrasing, and he got the bag predicated on everything's got to be a good around him for him to pop. I'm like, nah, you are the pop because well, you're going to be here when McCaffrey's gone, when Kittle's gone. You are supposed to be our quarterback
for
the future.
Here's the issue. You clearly, I'm going to be honest with you. You're expecting Purdy to be somebody that I'm not sure he can be. I really don't.
Now, what if we find out that the Niners feel that way? If we get more Sundays like we did last, like that's on the table.
I can't do anything about that. That they made that decision. They made that decision, and he's their quarterback. And I think he's good, but he's not good enough to win you games when you're 60% whole. He's not that good. Rafi in Berkeley, what's going on, Rafi? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Good. You know, I just wanted to kind of chime in on more of a general statement about the Niners, but other teams in general and sports in general. It's like, what are fans' expectations and what do we want? Like, do we actually want to watch a team go 17-0 and just win all the games? I mean, we lost a game, and so we go into crisis mode, but the beauty of sports, especially enjoying them season over season, that there's long arcs and bigger narratives, I think. And I just think it's a little disappointing kind of how reactionary people are to one game or even two games. It's like, what do you want to see happen exactly? I'm not sure. I think it'd be pretty boring for teams to, it's, you know, I remember that Warriors season, like when they were winning every game, and I watched a lot of that season, but man, it got a little monotonous. Yeah. They basically didn't play basketball for three quarters and then turned it on. So what do we want from sports? You know, I think that's a bigger question. But when I see people react, especially to the Niners, it's like, let's relax and enjoy it. Let's not, I don't know, go into crisis mode, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You don't work with Goo, though.
Oh, stop.
I'm
the one that's, yeah, boy, Jerry. I'm the one that said, and you and I would fall asleep. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Watching the KD Warriors because we knew they were going to win. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever you do, they're going to win. I feel he's talking about. It is fun when you don't know where your team's at and the games are coming down to the wire. What I don't like is him telling me, because this is how I took it, to put both my hands over my ears and put a blindfold on and act like I can't do what Evan told you and shut the party down. The Niners have the most bread, money on not playing. A big thing.
What
to
if
overcome.
I told you that? What? Here's what I would say to you. Here's why he's right about you.
He didn't say me.
Well, he meant you though. Okay. Here's why he's right. Because the San Francisco, because you predicted the Niners to win 10 games.
I did.
They won. They're 3-0. They lost. And now you want to redo your win total. Why? It's one loss. They're still ahead of schedule. But because of one loss, now you're like, oh, no, I might want to revise that. I'm not revising mine.
I want to come hug you.
Thank you.
And the reason
exposed,
I want to hug you,
no, flat out exposed.
You're in the wrong class. And you have no idea of why. What I saw doing
I was wrong.
12 quarters of guys dropping like a mass unit, and now it's musical chairs at quarterback. So that's why I'm looking like, oh, boy. Mm. And Steiny. Okay. Just from me listening to the ball dingers of the world,
right.
I did text Lowe.
So
you
the
took
fact
a shot
that
at
you're
him.
Lowering, the fact
no,
that you're lowering
low,
your
on,
win total means,
Neil saying
then you're
that
giving
this
an injury excuse.
Turf toe, which I already knew was not a good thing, could linger all year, and this just okay. might be the Niners' reality in regard to
okay,
hey, is
and,
Brock playing or not?
And I also said
I
to you, if Mac
there's
Jones
a lot of continuity in that,
if
that's
Mac Jones
all.
Starts, you had said, I said, if Mac Jones starts, you wouldn't have changed your win total. Mac Jones may have to start.
Yeah, but then he got hurt.
Okay,
Mac Jones but, did, but now it but looks like he's all.
He's
going to
start
go.
Thursday.
Okay. All right, so we think. I hear you.
It's
off
okay. I got you there. That's fine. It's
yeah. Huh?
What? One loss and you're changing your win total. That means
right.
that you, that's panic.
You're
that's
in general math panic. Class and I'm in algebra. I'm in calculus. Steiny.
Okay.
Steiny,
I looked
you're
at
off, bro.
I looked
way
at the
off.
Games and what happened. Hello.
Yeah.
To come to why
okay.
I'm a little nervous about my 10 win.
Okay. They're 3-1. They lost one game.
But they're you're being simple, Simon.
No,
they're 3-1
no.
mathematically.
Right.
Are they hurt?
But this is also
are they
what,
hurt?
Right, but you're
are they hurt?
You're
it's more okay.
Right,
okay.
Because you're because you can't process without saying, well, Purdy's going to be hurt all year because we're snake bit. It's like no,
it's
I'm
a more than snake bit.
I'm
it's
going
turf toe.
Right, and I'm going on what I know right now, and that is Kittle should be back. Okay, I'm going on the fact that Christian McCaffrey looks okay. I'm looking at Brock Purdy and Mac Jones are two competent quarterbacks. That,
right,
that,
so
like,
keep,
that's what I'm
you.
Looking at.
So
I'm,
yeah,
not, gonna, I'm not gonna change my prediction
okay.
when they're 3-1 right now.
I bet when we come in Friday, if it gets ugly, and it could
they're gonna lose,
the
I think, Thursday. I'm not changing my prediction because 3-2 is still on pace. Do you see their schedule in the back half of the season?
They got Tampa after the Rams.
It's a freaking show.
Who are they to they Jacksonville just came in here, Blade, to airline you.
Jacksonville.
What can the
good?
Niners say it's easy on the schedule? That's stupid.
You
that's stupid. I don't want to hear anybody tell me who they got on the schedule after Jacksonville just came and kicked your ass and punked you in your building.
They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. It's a fact. It's not even debatable.
Did Jacksonville
record,
just dispel that?
Right. That's because
did
you're
everybody
not a good
assume
team.
That was a win?
No, I didn't.
No, you're not a healthy team.
Right, but it doesn't take away from the fact that their schedule's a joke. Like, here's the other thing, and
how
I heard
that
him,
work out
and
Sunday?
You know what?
How
I need a minute here.
Out?
I know we're a little late.
Right.
No, I'll get on Bonte on the other side.
Right.
I'll get on Bonte Hill on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.